back to the convention now in Tampa, Florida, for a few minutes. Political conventions, of course, are designed to be well-orchestrated, ritualized endorsements of what we already know. Hey, Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee. What a surprise. But there are surprises that happen at conventions, but often they aren't apparent until long after the gavel goes down. For instance, consider the challenge for a Ron Paul delegate who followed the candidate as part of a movement.
We'll get into the tent, believe me, because we will become the tent eventually.
Ron Paul inspiring the young.
So many times that the young people, not only those of voting age, but sometimes 13 and 14 and 15, they bring their parents to the office and have them converted into believing and understanding about what liberty is all about.
Speaking way beyond ideology.
Were they the conservative college campuses or were they the liberal college campuses? No, they were all the college campuses. They welcomed us.
Perhaps not as welcoming as the Tampa convention for those Ron Paul delegates and for the candidate himself, although Ron Paul has officially endorsed Mitt Romney. All this week, we're looking at the 2,286 delegates who've traveled to Tampa, Florida for the Republican National Convention. They will choose, of course, the next Republican nominee for the president. Technically, they actually have, but there are more decisions to be made between now and the end of the week. Today, we're talking to a delegate from Nevada, Pat Kirby, a Ron Paul supporter, a filmmaker who lives in the Las Vegas area, joining us from the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Pat, welcome to the program.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here, except for that four-hour sleep and two-mile hike through the security zone part.
Yeah, well, you got to deal with that in the 21st century era of conventions, that's for sure. Security is a bipartisan, a rare bipartisan phenomenon, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I feel very safe.
All right. Well, that's good. So, Pat, is there a dilemma for a Ron Paul supporter here at this convention, a sense of unease, a departure from principle?
Definitely. The point of us being here is to try to bring the principles back to the party. As time goes by in politics, it becomes all about the power. And then the people over time get upset and say, look, we have to return to our principles. And that's kind of the goal here. And the things that were done like the main delegation being negated, a bunch of things that were happening is just really, you know, I had an expectation coming to this convention that there was going to be an open debate of ideas. And I was on a platform committee, and I was really happy to do that because at least there was that illusion of still had the illusion of open debate. And the convention, it is nothing like that.
Let's talk specifically about what you're referring to. That many of the delegations, including apparently some members of your delegation, were changed from specifically pledged Ron Paul supporters to being sort of generic delegates that could do whatever they want, and which that mostly means vote for Mitt Romney, right?
Right. Well, that's the binding, and that's kind of not what I was talking about. But the binding situation in Nevada, our state party made rules that we were going to be bound according to the results of our state straw poll. And so many of us were bound to Mitt Romney. And I made the choice to break that binding and announce my vote for Ron Paul, even though I was bound for Mitt Romney, violating my the party rules. So yeah, I feel like a real Republican today.
Wow. And when you talk about negating of delegations, what are you talking about specifically? Is it something in Nevada or something generally that's happening at the convention?
Maine had duly elected delegates at their state convention, but that state would have given Ron Paul a plurality in enough states to be nominated. So the old guard in the state of Maine challenged the credentials report, and the RNC had a really good lawyer and convinced convinced the Credentials Committee that the main delegation should be disavowed. So that kept us from having the number of states we needed. And then we still ended up with the 5 states, but at the last minute they changed the rules to be 8 states to prevent Ron Paul from being nominated.
We're talking with Pat Kirby, who's a delegate supporting Ron Paul from the state of Nevada, the great state of Nevada, describing the procedural sort of machinations that really ended up lowering the profile of Ron Paul, even despite his reasonable performance during the campaign season. So, Pat, let's turn our attention then to the future. Who are the individuals here that you have met who are likely to take their Ron Paul experience into, say, a Republican convention or some convention 10, 20 years down the line?
Well, the whole movement. We see movements like this before, the Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan revolution to return to limited government. And I don't see this one being co-opted. It's a movement because we value our Constitution. We believe that the Constitution is the manifestation of the principle that man has rights untouchable by government. You know, and it's funny, in this day and age that sounds corny, but there was a time when give me liberty or give me death was taken very seriously in this country. And, it's not now, because we have a whole generation of people who haven't been educated about the Constitution or the principles of liberty and just that those basic rights, the first thing that the Declaration of Independence did was the first time in history to declare that man has rights untouchable by government.
Right. Okay. So if as you're describing, Ron Paul may be a part of a movement, a cycle that you evoked was what happened in 1964 when Goldwater went before the convention. The Republicans were defeated that year, but the ideas of Barry Goldwater reemerged then in 1980. Are we 16 years away from a Ron Paul principled candidate in the Republican Party, do you think?
No, I think we're 4 years away. This movement can't be denied. The principles of liberty are in American DNA, and Ron Paul's strategy of touching the young people is brilliant. All those people are going to grow up, and they're going to get into politics, and they're going to be advocates, and we're going to see this this unprincipled, this talking about the Constitution when it suits us, but being willing to do other things if the lobby is big enough. We're going to see that go away.
All right, and, Pat, can I ask you one question before we go?
Sure.
What's the toughest, maybe awkwardest argument you've had with a fellow delegate or someone else at the convention this week?
Well, the thing that I struggle with the most is going against my binding. I am... You know, we preach the rules. We talk about following the rules. And yesterday, I didn't know what I was going to do right up until the last second, because, you know, I see people breaking the rules right in front of me, and my usual philosophy is they are not my teachers. I will stand. But I made the decision. It was an emotional decision based on instead of rules, there's justice. And seeing the way Maine was treated, seeing the way there was a vote on the floor to reject the rules, and I think that the nays clearly won that, and they called it to the yeas, and just seeing that, the blatant disregard for the rules.
Hmm. Anything on the stage, any of the speeches impress you at all?
No. You know, it's... I got to admit, I didn't really listen that much. It's rhetoric, you know. I hear great things, but we want to see voting records. We want to see track records. We want to see words put into action. And
all right.
There's only a few people in the government that are doing that.
A call for action and principle from a Ron Paul supporter at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. That's Pat Kirby, who's a delegate from the state of Nevada. Actually, technically bound to vote for Mitt Romney, but is going to cast his vote, or is grappling with the idea that he might cast his vote in favor of Ron Paul. Thanks so much to Pat, and thanks to all the delegates who have participated. You can hear their voices by going to thetakeaway.org, and you can tell your story of being a delegate at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Don't forget, you can catch up with this or any story you heard this hour at thetakeaway.org. Stream audio, download podcasts, share segments, share a conversation, join a conversation, participate in the day's headlines. The GOP had a real issue with women voters last week, due in part to the comments by Representative Todd Akin. But did Ann Romney's powerful convention speech do anything to change that image? Did her speech move you, change your opinion? Tell us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to the website, thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.